Hello?
Hi, is this Gary?
Yes.
Hi, Gary. My name is Samantha Hayes. I'm calling you from Penguin Book Writers Project Management Division. How are you doing today?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. First of all, Gary, welcome on board. I wanted to have a brief call with you as I'm leading this division, and I wanted to walk you through the process, connect you with your project manager. I hope it's a good time.
I'm sorry, my wife was yelling at me. What was that?
I'm so sorry. There's a lot of noise on my end here. I apologize. Okay, so I was saying that I wanted to walk you through the process, connect you with the project manager, and explain to you everything step by step. So is it a good time for us to have this discussion?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, perfect. Okay, before we move on to the process, and I'm going to ask you a whole lot of questions here, so I just wanted to know a little bit about the book and how you ended up writing this. What's your vision behind it?
What's the vision behind it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. It's basically, I've been a fan of post-apocalyptic for, I don't know, 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've read... seems like just about every book out there. So I just decided I was going to try to write one myself. And then the only difference between mine and most of them, it's still got the same type thing, you know, where, you know, it's kind of end of the world, EMP happens or whatever, and everything goes out. But it's got a more of a Christian base to it,
okay.
Whereas the main character in there, which does kind of happen to be loosely based off me,
okay.
Is a cop, you know, a police officer who's out working when an EMP happens, and he has to get back home, to his family.
Okay. And this is basically a fiction book, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So you talk about doomsday and all of that. What kind of storyline or what kind of transition are we anticipating in the book?
Have you ever heard of an EMP?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So basically it would fry all the electronics wherever it happens at. And so basically all electronics will be done, including cars.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the main character is out just doing his normal job, and the book starts out describing his normal job. And when it happens, and he is prepared for it, though, and has to journey on home by foot, but there's also,
okay,
along with it, is his son and his wife are having their own journey to his house because
mm-hmm.
the same thing happens to them, obviously. And
mm-hmm.
then his wife is already at home preparing. So it's those three.
Fascinating.
And then basically,
off a movie that I recently watched. I'm not sure if you watched this new movie that came out on Netflix. It's called Leave the World Behind. Did you hear about that?
No, I haven't heard of that.
Oh, you gotta watch that now.
I'm writing it down. Leave the World Behind.
That is correct, and you can find this on Netflix. It was recently launched. I watched it like about 10 days ago, and it's not. It. And this is what happens. There's a power breakout, no network,
mm-hmm.
nothing is working, the satellites are down, no internet connection, no television, and people are, you know, getting paranoid in terms of what exactly is happening because they're not getting any updates. And it's okay.
Oh, yeah.
The primary character is basically this family who goes away for a vacation in a different city,
mm-hmm.
and that's where it happens. And how?
Oh, okay.
It doesn't have any conclusion because probably there will be a second part to it. But watch it; it's interesting. if this is something, you know, that you get fascinated for, you should definitely watch that. But it will.
I definitely will. That's the genre I really, really like.
Yes, absolutely. That's my genre too, by the way. I love that. Apart from that, I'm into all the detective things and mystery, crime, thriller. That's what I watch all the time. So
gotcha.
Yeah, watch this, but it has a very, 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 you know, full of curiosity, a cliffhanger at the end. And I was like, what? Why did it have to end here? I mean, and now I have to wait, I don't know how many years, maybe 2 years for this next part to come out. So, yeah,
right.
But it's very nice. It's going to keep you hooked to it. Anyhow, I'm so sorry
okay.
I talked about Gary.
That's okay. That's all right.
Okay, so that was regarding the book. Now, I would like to know another thing from you before I move on to the process. Is there any timeline or a deadline that you are anticipating your book to be completed?
I've sent it to about 7 family members, as, I guess basically like beta readers.
Mm-hmm.
They've given me a few suggestions and some of the, you know, a few things I changed. I basically self-edited it myself. I was always pretty good at English, but I'm by no means perfect at it, so it's
mm-hmm.
definitely going to need some professional editing.
Gotcha.
As it is right now, the book is finished,
mm-hmm.
and it's got it's 63,000 words,
mm-hmm.
and it's I've got it in a Word format, Word document, and it's 183 pages. Now that includes like first page, the title page, and copyrights and all that.
Okay, got it. Okay, one more question for you, Gary. You said that it's in a Word format. What
yes.
trim size do you think it's currently on? Is it on 8.5 by 11?
It is, 8.5 by 11, that's right.
Okay, well, the standard trim size for a fiction book is usually 6 by 9. So when I say 6 by 9, if you compare that with 8.5 by 11, 8.5
mm-hmm.
by 11 is practically like an A4 book, okay? It's a huge page.
Mm-hmm.
And usually academic books go on that particular trim size. So if we are to convert the book into the standard trim size, which is 6 by 9, it's going to be double the page count. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, as long as, you know, you guys think it'll still be good, you know.
Of course. It's a fiction book, and it can go up to, you know, 300 to 400 pages. So I don't think that should be a problem. I just needed
okay.
a confirmation from your end, okay? So we
sure,
would
sure.
The trim size of 6 by 9. Another question for you, Gary, since we were discussing the editing process, the editing part of the book, you mentioned that the book is completed. What do you think is lacking in the book? I mean, I'm asking you this question. Let me just give you the complete picture as well so you can answer it, you know, according to the relevance. Basically,
sure.
there are two types of editing processes involved. One of them is called line editing, which means line editing is basically another name for the compliance check. Now, the compliance check is all about fixing the grammar, punctuation, spelling mistakes, errors, typos, along with the formatting of the book. So it's like a basic proofread of the book. We do not touch
mm-hmm.
the transition or the sequence or the storyline or the narration of the book. We do not paraphrase anything. We just fix the mistakes and we move on. Okay? Now,
okay. That's where I think I'm at. That's what it needs.
I also felt that. The second one is developmental editing. Now, developmental editing, you know, the title itself, it's self-explanatory. So basically what we do in developmental editing, of course, we are going to include line editing in the developmental editing process as well, but that will be the last phase. The first phase is going to be the evaluation of the entire manuscript and then figuring out any loopholes in terms of the flow or the transition of the book. I don't think that your book requires that extensive editing. I believe that we just need to move forward with the line editing part where we proofread the entire book, check for errors, spelling mistakes, etc. But if you would like to get an evaluation report, you know, like a professional opinion on the book, we can do that.
No, I think just the line editing would be perfect.
Perfect. Okay. All right. Now, the timeline or the process, it is completely dependent on the kind of editing that you would select. So basically, if we are moving forward with just the proofreading and the formatting of the book, mind editing, then it's not going to take a lot of time. Since you mentioned that it's 180 pages, so if we double that, we should run somewhere in between 300 to 400 pages. It shouldn't take longer than 2 to 3 months, depending on the number of revisions. It can be done much quicker than that as well. I'm just giving you a rough estimation, okay?
Sure, sure.
Perfect. All right. So, Gary, as I told you that I'm leading the support department, so there is a project manager assigned on your project. His name is Carl. He has added you onto our online portal, which is called Creative Design Agency. You must have received that on your email address. All you need to do is just go ahead and just give me a quick moment. Let me just really quickly pull that up so that I can guide you accordingly.
You're saying it's called Creative Design Agency?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Gary, I'm back. I'm so sorry for that pause. I just wanted to confirm if the portal is working because yesterday I heard that they had some maintenance going on. And I just confirmed with Carl, he has sent you an email from his server email. So you can just check your inbox, and if you don't find it there, since he's emailing you for the first time, it might land in your spam box. So you can simply go there, attach the manuscript. Oh, by the way, Gary, what about the book cover? You have that finalized, right?
Yeah, what I did, I'm sure you've, if you've been in this business a while, you've heard of deposit photos.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of them? It's a paid-for service, and you basically can go through millions and millions of pictures. I picked one out, but obviously, I would default to whatever you guys think is, you know, better. If you come up with something that's better, then I'm not going to be offended. It's just the thing that I saw that I thought looked pretty appropriate for the storyline.
Okay. All right. Well, I believe this platform is something like Shutterstock or Envato, where you get these paid copyright-free images, right? That's what you're talking about?
Yes, yes. Yeah, I paid a month. I don't have to pay royalty. I basically download it and use it.
Yeah, for sure. I understand that. So the cover is not ready, as I understand, right? It's just a picture.
Well, I have it. I've already downloaded that one, and I've got it actually on my copy of the book, my copy, but you know, the Word document. So when I send that, I would be sending it with it. But again, if you think it's not good, or you could come up with something better, I'm not offended by that.
Okay, perfectly fine. All right, okay, Gary, let me just really quickly pull up your package, and I see that it is mainly the publication, so proofreading, and you need help with the book cover. Gary, you did not take the book cover services in your package. Why not?
Oh, well, I told, who was it I was talking to, Ryan.
Ryan, yes.
I don't have that kind of money right now. I was lucky to come up. So.
Understandable. It's fine. Let's just review what you have, and let's see if we can, you know, work with some minor adjustments. But first of all, you got to send that in. Let us review, and then I will definitely be confirming whether we can use that or we might need a professional book cover, okay?
Okay, I got you.
Okay, perfect. All right, so Gary, as I said, that the process will be very simple since your book is pretty much finished. We just need to work on the minor details and, you know, dot the I's and strike off the T's. That's all we need to do. So we will begin with that as soon as you send in the manuscript along with the book cover or the mock-up of the book cover that you have, and then we'll move forward from there. One more thing, Gary. Okay. I wanted to inform you that the drafts that will be sent to you, they will be sent to you in a turnaround time of every 3 to 4 working days, okay?
Okay. All right.
And sending you, we won't be sending the entire manuscript all together because obviously it will be difficult for you to review that and then get back to us as well, and it's not you know, efficient and effective too. So we'll be working in the form of batches. So for example, we might send you like 20, 30 pages in the first round. Once you provide
that makes
your
sense.
Feedback, yeah. Once you provide your feedback
yeah.
on that, if there are any changes or revisions that you do not agree with, and you definitely
mm-hmm.
have the right or the last call because it's your book, right? So the team will do what they feel is right, and then we will run that by you. Once you approve that, then we move on to the next 30, 40 pages, depending on the intensity of the revisions or changes that are required in the manuscript. So it's pretty simple.
Okay.
And, yeah, so let's get started.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay, Gary. All right. I hope I didn't bore you because I know I talk a lot. So.
No. You're fine. More information, the better.
Yeah. Okay. So do you have any further questions for me?
I don't think so. Now, would it be a problem if I don't know if I'll be able to get into that email tonight. I may have to do it tomorrow. But if I can, I'll get it in and get it done tonight.
That's completely fine, Gary. As you mentioned that you do not have any specific deadline or timeline. If there was a deadline, then we would have been concerned that, you know what, you should just send in everything as soon as possible. But take your time. We will work at your pace. So that's not a problem at all.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Sounds good. And you're
okay.
Samantha, correct?
That is correct. Samantha, and
okay.
I am the head of the project management division. Carl will be your manager, your project manager. He will be communicating with you on a regular basis. He will be providing you all the updates. But I'm always here on back end just in case if there are any concerns, questions, queries. You can talk to me at any time, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
One last thing before I go, Gary, I would like you to
mm-hmm.
note down my cell number so that just in case if you want to get in touch and if you cannot reach anybody else, like a project manager, and if you have anything to talk about, you need my advice, opinion, discussion,
mm-hmm.
I am open for that, and I need you to note down my number. Let me know once you're ready.
Okay. I'm ready when you're ready.
I am ready. So the number is 408. 6899.
Mm-hmm. 6899.
Okay,
I appreciate it.
The number is available on texting, and I would appreciate a text before calling because you know I'm swamped with work and my work never finishes. So usually,
I get it.
You can drop me a text message and I'll get back to you. Okay.
Okay, sounds good.
Perfect, Gary. Thank you so much once again. We're excited to have you
Thank
on board,
you.
And welcome on board again. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You as well.
All right. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.